Take a look outside. Most of our native trees are preparing to sprout their 2016 crop of leaves. Only a few weeks ago, they were barren and covered in snow. But soon there will be an explosion of new life. It's amazing. How does it happen? Oversimplified, plants need water, light, warmth, and soil to grow. During the spring, they get all the conditions they need. Frequent showers give them the water they require. Longer days mean they have more daylight and warmth from the sun. But there's more to it than just that. Scientists have known since the 1930s that plants can sense the length of the days and somehow use that information to decide when to flower. And over the last 80 years, researchers have learned a lot about the genetic and hormonal processes that make our beautiful spring season a reality. Strangely enough, the whole budding and growing process you're starting to see now didn't just begin. It actually began last autumn. Trees, like our native redbuds, set themselves up to go dormant in the fall, using a sort of molecular snooze button. The cue to snooze for plants is when the nights get longer and temperatures drop. These key environmental changes cause a hormonal upheaval in the redbud, resulting in the near standstill of its metabolism. This coma-like rest period will last through the winter. At the same time that they set a snooze button, redbud trees also set themselves up to burst with thousands of pink blooms in the spring. Researchers have figured out that the plants set a sort of molecular hourglass, filled and emptied each day, which tells the plant when it's the season to blossom. When the hourglass is flipped the proper number of turns and the conditions are right, the redbud springs forth with beautiful pink buds. After the last snow we had in Maryland, I walked around Irvine Nature Center and saw delicate flower petals breaking through late, shallow snow in the woodland garden. It was a wonderful early harbinger of spring's arrival. But behind the floral facade hides a complex genetic process that tells our plants when to bloom. Flowers know when to bloom because of a gene named Apatella-1. A lone master gene, Apatella-1, triggers the reproductive development of a plant, telling it when it's time to start blossoming. Yes, a single gene is all it takes to make a plant start producing flowers. A plant blooming with flowers has an active Apatella-1, while a plant carrying inactive Apatella-1 genes has very few flowers, if any, with leafy shoots growing in place of blossoms. When the Apatella-1 gene turns on, it first commands other genes to send a stop signal to the plant's meristems, or actively dividing tissue, effectively halting leaf production. Located in the areas of a plant where growth takes place, meristems are then alerted to instead begin making their bountiful flowers. You may have noticed that global climate changes are having a dramatic impact on flowering times here and around the planet. Just a few years ago, researcher Elizabeth Elwood of Boston University aligned Henry David Thoreau's famous Walden writings with current blooming dates. Elwood found that Thoreau's meticulous notes were an incredible window into the impacts of climate change. For example, at Walden, two of our region's native flower species, wild columbine and pink lady slipper, bloomed 21 days earlier in 2012 than in Thoreau's time of 1852. Further, British scientists recently found that spring flowering species, like our native redbud, are more affected by temperature changes than species that bloom later in the year, like our native milkweed. This could be bad news for redbuds, whose pollinators, mostly bees, may not have awoken yet from their own winter dormancies. But it's not terribly bad news for our monarchs, who rely on milkweed and other late-summer, early-fall flowering wildflowers for their survival. To learn more, visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.